Jason Mraz at Arden. It's not too often the Arden Theatre plays host to a multiple Grammy Award-winning artist. However, Jason Mraz, famous for Make It Mine and Lucky, will play our town on Monday, July 18. The popular Canadian singer-songwriter is on his Lalalove Songs tour, a compilation of his most romantic and iconic ballads. Joining him is longtime collaborator Raining Jane, an eclectic all-girl rock folk band based out of Los Angeles. There are only a handful of tickets left for the show and organizers are looking for a sellout. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. at St. Albert Place. Tickets are $89 to $126 and are available online at tickets.stalbert.ca or by calling 780-459-1542. Music Award nominees. The 2022 Western Canadian Music Awards were announced in June. Two St. Albert nominees were among the heavy hitters from across the Three Prairie provinces and British Columbia. Both Dan Davidson and Haley Benedict are going head-to-head in the country music category for their body of work and contributions to the live music scene. Breakout West 2022 will host its 20th anniversary promoting Western Canadian recording artists from September 28 to October 2 in Calgary. For more information, visit www.breakoutwest.ca. Folk Fest. St. Albert folk singer Amanda Penner makes her debut at the Edmonton Folk Festival in School of Song, a four-person group. The other musicians are Emmett Michael, Lyndon Carter, and Wyatt C. Lewis. On her Facebook page, Penner wrote, "I am so delighted I will be performing at EDM Folk Fest this year with School of Song. It's been a dream of mine to play this festival for as long as I can remember." Penner sings on Friday, August 5 at 7:30 p.m. on Stage 5. There are only about 100 tickets left for Friday. Edmonton Folk Fest takes place at Gallagher Park on August 4 to 7. Tickets for the Hillside performances are at 780-429-1999 or online at www.frontgatetickets.com. Art Raffle and 50/50 Draw. VESA is reintroducing its authentic art program in the fall for individuals with developmental disabilities. The arts collective strives to keep fees as low as possible through grants and donations. This year, the arts organization is also hosting a raffle and 50/50 draw to raise money for authentic art. The raffle and draw will tentatively run from August to September. Anyone who has art donations or other items they can contribute to the raffle is asked to call 780-460-5990, drop by 25 Sir Winston Churchill Avenue or email vesa-art.com. VESA exhibit throughout July. Visual artists Doris Charest, Danielle Petit and Karen Blanket are exhibiting Urban Surprise, a look at the human-wildlife cohabitation in urban centers. The question asked is, who is invading whom, stated Blanket in an email to the Gazette. Charest discovers hidden treasures in secluded corners, Petit focuses on wildlife, and Blanket displays a fascination with weeds. A small installation of banners protecting precious geodes centers the exhibit. Handmade books continue the story in another corner, and National Geographic offers some serious reading material. VESA is open from Tuesday until Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and is located at 25 Winston Churchill Avenue.